When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Bad guys. Who doesn't like to talk about bad guys? Villains. The wicked characters in your stories. You know, I've said a bunch of times in other places, the fun thing about writing them is to get to say and do all the terrible things that I would never allow myself to do. It's fun to explore these dark parts of ourselves in a safe place called fiction. So, yes, here we are. It's November 3rd, 2015. Yeah, it is November 3rd, right? Yes, it is. Okay. This is one of the Art Sound Off episodes of Thunder Punch Daily, a show where I just journal my thoughts. And who am I? I'm a cartoonist. I'm Jersey Drozd of boulderandfleet.com, comicsaregreat.com, and jdrozd.com. You can search my name. I'm not the guy who makes the bass guitars. So why did I lead off with this little tease about bad guys? Well, I got class today. And I could have gone through and talked about, you know, like how all of my work got compressed due to life stuff, you know, picking up my cat's medication, going to the cable office to talk with them about my cable box and stuff, leading to a more truncated work schedule today. But rather than complain about that, let's talk about what I got coming up, because I'm actually journaling in the middle of my day, because in an hour from the time of this recording is made, I'm off to teach my youth class at the Ann Arbor Art Center, and this I'm piloting a new series of classes called Heroes and Villains, where, you know, I've been teaching a comics class there called the Graphic Novel Academy for 5-6 years now, and I decided to try some new things where I branch off and do some like more narrowly focused classes. So a 4-week course where all we do is design and develop heroes and villains. And so today's session is going to be all about the bad guys, all about the villains. And I'm going to, you know, in the show notes for this episode, which you can find at comicsaregreat.com/TPD184, there'll be a image showing exactly what I'm talking about here. But I'm going in today with a character sheet, you know, modeled after the old Who's Who's, the DC Comics Who's Who's comic series, which were essentially like an encyclopedia of all their characters. They're really terrific reading. It's fun to just sit and look through all the different histories of all these different DC characters and all their vital statistics and so on. As somebody who likes baseball and grew up loving baseball, it's kind of neat. It's kind of like baseball cards for comic book characters. But another thing that that kind of charting of your character, let me describe what this looks like. So typically in one of these Who's Who listings, you would have a drawing of the character in some kind of signature pose, right? And signature pose meaning a pose that represents their personality. So if they're a dynamic action hero, they're jumping out at you. If they're like a sinister, malevolent character, maybe they're more like tall and aloof. If they're a clever villain, maybe they're scratching their chin, right? If they're a timid character, like I can remember the entry for the Metal Men characters, and Tin was the most timid of the Metal Men, was in kind of a defensive posture, whereas characters like Lead, who was big and strong, was, you know, standing with arms akimbo, right? So you have a signature pose, sometimes little drawings behind the character showing like moments from their history. And then to the above them would be a logo, like their name and some kind of stylized text representing like what kind of character they are. So if it was, say, Nightwing, it'd be like this dynamic and mysterious dark kind of logo. Whereas if it was Jade from Infinity Incorporated, it was like more of a bright and kind of cosmic-y logo, because she was, after all, the daughter of Green Lantern. So then to their right, you would have a column broken into three sections. There'd be personal data, and that'd be like their height, their weight, their eye color, their group affiliation, their marital status, base of operations, and even like their alter ego, like what's their real name? You know, this guy goes by Angleman, but what's Angleman's real name? Then there would be a section called history, and it's just a breakdown of everything that you need to know about where this character came from and what their first appearance was in comics, and you know who they battled most of the time, and so on. How do they come to be this kind of character? And then lastly, there's powers and weapons, right? So like, what are their abilities in this superhero universe? So in designing villains today, I decided to take a template of the Who's Who template. With a slight modification. So it's got all the things I described, but then underneath the character, I put four boxes, and I want the kids to think about character design, specifically about color this time. So we talk about in a lot of my classes, shape, size, line, and colors being the four components, the four sort of rough ingredients of comics, right? And, you know, anybody who's listened to my stuff for a long time has heard me go on about this at length, but very, very quickly. Shape, right? Triangles equal dynamic, equal dangerous, potentially. Squares equal stable, or mean they mean aloof, or, you know, like not very lovable. Circles equal soft, approachable, lovable, or weak, right? Size, bigger things equal more emphasis. Smaller things equal less emphasis. Line, wobbly lines indicate movement, agitation, instability. Smooth lines tend to indicate calmness, introspection, stability or rigidity, right? And then color, you know, like the example I've been using a lot in class lately, it's been a very handy resource of this movie, Inside Out. You know, you go, okay, what color was disgust? Oh, she was green. What color was joy? Oh, she was yellow. What color was sadness? Oh, it was blue. And then we go on to talk about like the opposites of that. Like blue can mean sadness, but blue can also mean calm. Purple means fear in Inside Out, but it also means loyalty, right? Like when we think of like the bishop's ring, which is amethyst, representing fealty and loyalty, right? Red equals anger, but red also equals passion and love. So we've gone through all these different design elements of shape, size, and line. So now I want them to really focus on color. So these four boxes underneath the character is going to be about like try to come up with four key colors and try to think of complementary colors. So the example I used at comicsaregreat.com/TPD184 is Sapphire from Boulder and Fleet. And I show at the bottom that there's two different shades of green, a warmer and a cooler, and then there is a red and a gray, and the gray is in the red spectrum as a complement to the greens that I chose for her color. So Sapphire's color design scheme was really based on contrast drama and complementary colors, right? Getting the kids to think about that. Oh, also thinking about how what shades, what hues of those particular colors contribute to what we assume about the character. So you'll notice that Sapphire is not colored in primary colors, right? She's a bad guy. She's a villain, right? And a lot of villain characters, depending, tend to have a lot of non-primary colors, depending on the story, depending on the style, and so on. But, you know, if you look at a lot of like classic superhero characters, they follow that motif. And Disney characters, too. I mean, look at like Jafar from Disney's Aladdin. Look at Maleficent. Look at Hades from Disney's Hercules. All those characters tend to not have like big, bright primary colors. It's more muted. It's more desaturated, or it's secondary colors that make them up. So that's the exercise I got them working on today. And I thought I'd share it in case anybody wants to play around with it, or at least, you know, food for thought in thinking about your characters that you're working on. And another element of this thing, yeah, I got another minute or two. Another element of this thing is I'm bringing some old material from the old Art and Story podcast. I don't know if anybody remembers this, and unfortunately I can't link to it anymore because the Art and Story site is no more. But we did an episode, and actually you can find this episode on iTunes, I think. I think the audio still exists on iTunes, or like in the if you do a search for iTunes Art and Story. We did an episode called The Big Bad Guy. And it was very charty. It was very, like, it was just a playful kind of thing where we're, like, charting different kinds of villains with these arbitrary categories that we came up with. It's totally, like, comic book guy nerdy kind of stuff. But it's a useful thought experiment, I think. And so, you know, one of the things I'm going to be asking the kids to consider is where along this spectrum do their characters fall? And so I chart it out for them on the board with like this line, and I spectrum this out. Like on the far left, we've got Megalomaniac. Megalomaniac is the character who loves the world so much they want to own it. It's the selfish, greedy child. And they're an interesting character because their motivation chiefly comes out of love, out of desire. They want to own everything, right? If you threaten to blow up the object of their desire, they would try to stop you. They would even team up with the good guys to stop you from doing that. And then you have the vengeance character. The vengeance character feels like that something was done. They'd been done wrong at some point in their life, and now they want to make the whole world pay for the suffering that they endured, right? They're the opposite of Batman. Batman's the character who had a tragedy and says, never again. No one else will experience this. The Vengeance character says, oh, now everybody's going to feel what I feel, right? And then you have the hero villain. The hero villain is the villain who thinks they're the good guy. And they're in, a lot of times the most dangerous because they there's no limit to what kinds of heinous acts they can commit because ultimately it's for the greater good. The world will thank me someday, right? And then you have force of nature villains. Force of nature villains are like, you know, zombies, right? Big monsters, things that aren't operating out of any kind of human motivation. It's more just like, well, this is man versus nature in like old storytelling kinds of, you know, structure. They can't be reasoned with. Right, so they're potentially very scary. And then the final one that I put on the chart is Dark Inertia, and that's on the far right of the spectrum. And this is destruction for destruction's sake. This is the Satan kind of character. This is the well, in Transformers, it's Unicron, right? The Chaos Bringer. Just all it wants to do is destroy for the simple act of destroying. And this is a character you can't reason with either because it's the only way to bargain with it is to, you know, capitulate and let the world be destroyed. Right. So, you know, design your characters, come up with a color scheme for them. And then also, as you're writing their history, be considerate of where do they fall in this chart? Are they halfway between Megalomaniac and Vengeance? Are they halfway between Vengeance and Hero? You know, where do they chart on this whole thing? Just as a thought experiment to give you a, what I'm trying to say, like sort of like a reference point with your character. This isn't the long and short of your character, but it's the beginning of your character. And that's what this class is all about after all. So, who am I? Jersey Drozd, cartoonist and teaching artist, boulderandfleet.com, Jersey on Twitter. This is part of the Art Sound Off event, which is at artsoundoff.com, where every day for the month of November, I'm going to be journaling my art day, talking, sharing a little audio essay or reflection about something I'm working on. So there'll be 30 of these this month, which means that the Thunder Punch Daily Podcast is going to break 200 episodes this month. That's pretty neat. And there's a lot of other people playing along. You can find all their stuff by going to Twitter or any social network that you hang out in and looking for the Art Sound Off hashtag. My buddy Rob Stenzinger of leanintoart.com is doing his Polytechnicast every day. A whole bunch of other cartoonists and illustrators and artists and reviewers are doing the same. So and check out the rules at artsoundoff.com and look for the artsoundoff hashtag everywhere else online. And, you know, if you found this discussion about villains interesting, you can go to my webcomic Boulder and Fleet, boulderandfleet.com, where my heroes are embroiled in a battle against four villains called, they're called Mineral Gals, but the leader, Sapphire, wants them to be called the Gem Girls, although that name is in dispute because the other villains don't seem to like it as much. It's a funny adventure story, and I hope you enjoy it if you wind up checking it out at boulderandfleet.com. So I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember, everybody.
Boy, the fruit on that tree looks good enough to eat, doesn't it? That's like a lot of things you might find around your house or in your neighborhood. But looks can fool you. Sometimes things that look or smell good can make you very sick. Remember, never taste or eat anything if you're not sure what it is. The best thing to do is to ask a grown-up who knows. Remember, it's better to be safe than sorry. Till next time!